We do praise God from whom all blessings flow, for the Lord is good. Amen. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Amen. This morning, I know on many of our hearts, amen, and not only at our gathering today, but across this country, amen, people are remembering and reflecting on Kobe Bryant, amen, and his daughter, amen, and the tragedy that happened on last Sunday. It's been almost a week of mourning for many, amen. Not just Kobe fans, amen, but Kobe admirers and people that saw his life from afar. And the more you hear about him, not just on the court, amen, he was a superstar on the court, but things that he did off the court, amen. And we would say, amen, he was a shining light, amen, whose star, whose flame was extinguished too early, amen. And I know Kobe was great, and he did a lot of great things, amen. And we salute him, we honor him, we remember his legacy today, amen. And the Bible says, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord, amen, that they may rest from their labors, amen, and their works do follow him. We're hearing about his works, and we're comforted by knowing the goodness that he lived in his life, amen. But he was a light. Kobe was a light. But this morning, I want to talk about the light. Amen, amen. He was a light. But this morning, I want to talk about the light. Amen. Would you turn with me to the Gospel of John, amen, chapter 8. Gospel of John, chapter 8, amen. And we're going to read for our hearing, amen, verses 12 and verses 31 through 36. Amen. Amen. John, Gospel of John, chapter 8, verses 12, and then verses 31 through 36. Amen. There is a word from the Lord. In verse 12, it reads as follows. Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. And then if you skip down to verse 31, then Jesus said to those Jews who believed in him, if you believe in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. We are Abraham's descendants and have never been in bondage to anyone. How can you say you will be made free? Jesus answered them, most assuredly, I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave of sin. And a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. Therefore, if the son... We're having some problems. Amen. Let me work on this. Amen. Do me a favor. Somebody switch me another one. Amen. Amen. I can't be grabbing mics. I'm trying to work with technology. Praise the Lord. Amen. We're gonna talk about living in the light this morning. Living in the light. You can be seated in the house of God. Amen. Praise God. Living in the light. Living in the light. Amen. Living in the light. And the reason I want to talk about living in the light this morning, the reason I want to talk about living in the light this morning is because we've been doing devotional readings, amen, to help us grow, to strengthen us, amen, as we are seeking to be disciples of Christ, amen. We have weekly devotional readings, and the devotional readings are tied into a theme for the month, and our theme for this month is freedom. Amen. Tell your neighbor, the theme for the month is freedom. Freedom. Amen. We're going to be focusing on being free, freedom, liberation. Amen. Amen. And you find freedom and liberation in Jesus Christ. us. But Jesus says we have to walk in the light to experience true freedom. Amen. So our first devotional, amen, this week is entitled Living in the Light. Amen. And we're going to push hard today. Living in the light. Amen. Money, sex, and power. That's our first devotional. Amen. Because many people are slaves to money, to sex, or power. Amen. Amen. Come on, let's be real. Amen. Many of us are in bondage. Amen. Amen. And so our devotional, amen, I want to walk you through it just a little bit. Our devotional is found in the YouVersion. Amen. YouVersion. Amen. Bible app. Amen. And I just want to push you into it a little bit. I want to encourage you to go with us through this study. Amen. In this version, it's a devotional by an author by the name of John Pink. John Pink. And John Pink's write to us, Money, Sex, Power, Three Dangers Ready to Destroy Our Souls. Amen. Money, sex, and power can be three opportunities for worship and love. Everyone struggles with money, sex, and power. Amen. And we need to get to the heart of the matter, he says. He says in his devotional, he's going to help us to work through and think about these three crucial areas and see them in the light of the gospel. Amen. And hopefully, amen, when we see the light and when we get in the light, amen, they will free us to truly enjoy them for the glory of God. Amen. Money is not evil in itself. It's the love of money. Amen. Sex is not evil. Amen. It's the abuse of sex. Amen. Power is not evil of itself. It's the corrupting ability of power. Amen. It's the abuse of power. Amen. That's a problem. Amen. And it's a devotional for the message. He says, the human heart hates a vacuum. Amen. And he says, when there's a vacuum in the human heart part, amen, we will, it's not that we don't disregard God, but we exchange God. We exchange the glory of God. Amen. Amen. For something that we value more. If you ain't got time for God, it's something that you're putting in front of God. He says the most foundational meaning of sin is exchanging the glory of God for substitutes. Amen. And underneath all misuses of money, sex, and power is a sinful heart condition. Amen. Somebody hear me today. Amen. Sin is any feeling or thought or action that comes from a heart that does not treasure God over all things. And he says, and I'm just trying to give you a little introduction today. I want to whet your appetite. Go on and read it and do the days of the devotional with us. Amen. Just on the introductory day, the first day, he says money, sex, and power are ways of displaying God's supreme worth in your life. Or there are ways of displaying what you think is the supreme worth of something else. If you put money first, sex first, or power first, it really says you love them more than God. Amen. The way you think and feel and act about it puts your heart's treasure on display. What do you value most? God or money or sex or power? All your power, all your money, and all your sexuality are gifts from God. Amen. And God wants you to use them, amen, to display to the world that he is supreme in your life. We got to learn how to live in the light. Amen. We got to learn how to live in the light. Amen. When I was in seminary, I wanted to take at least one philosophy class. At least one. You ought to take at least, if you go to a university, a seminary, you got to get a university education. Amen. So I had to get at least one class on philosophy. And in that class on philosophy, there was this story by Plato called The Cave. Amen. It's a classic in Plato's Republic. Amen. I believe it's book 6 of Plato's Republic. And there's the story of a cave. And in the story of the cave, Plato talks about that there are people that are chained to the wall. And they can't go nowhere. All they can do is look forward. They can't look behind them. They can't look on the side of them. All they can do is look forward. And when they're looking forward, all they can see is the wall in front of them. But on the wall in front of them, they see figures that are moving across the wall in front of them, but the figures are shadows. Amen. They're shadows that are being cast from a fire. Amen. And the fire is illuminating individuals that walk in front of the fire. But the people that are looking at the wall think that the shadows are the real thing. Because they are in darkness, amen, they don't know what the real thing really looks like. Many people live their lives looking at shadows. All they see is reflections from a fire. They don't see the light. All they see is the reflections. Amen. They are in darkness. They don't know what real life really is. Some of us, amen, are in darkness. We don't know what real joy is. We don't know what real happiness is. We don't know what real peace is because we're looking at somebody else's reflection. Amen. But Plato says, amen, somebody breaks free from the chain. And when they break free from the chains, they walk toward where the shadows are. And when they get to where the shadows are, they see the fire. They see the light that's causing the reflections. Amen. And they find a pathway. And the pathway leads from the cave to the outside world. And they go to the outside world and they see the sun. Amen. And they are so fascinated by the sun that they want to go back and tell the other people that are chained. Amen. What you're looking at is the shadows, but there's so much more to life than shadows. Somebody ought to hear me today. Amen. There's so much more than shadows. There's so much more. You're limited. And when they run back to tell the people that are chained, guess what? The people that are chained don't believe them. They don't want to hear about the real world because the only thing they're used to is the shadows of life. Amen. I'm trying to talk to somebody. Amen. Are you chained to sin so much so that you're blinded and all you can see is the shadows of life? Amen. You're chained. You're in slavery. You're in bondage to sin. Sin blinds you. Sin does not enable you to experience life as God promised it. But Jesus said to those Pharisees, he said to those looking at him, he says, I am the light. I'm not a light. I am the light of the world. Amen. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Hallelujah, somebody. John wants us to believe in Jesus because in Jesus there is life. Everything else is a shadow. Everything else is a substitute. Everything else is a copy. Everything else falls short of the glory of God. Amen. Jesus is not a light. He is the light. And we as believers have got to learn how to walk in the light, how to live the light. Amen. John says, you got to believe in Jesus. Listen how John begins his gospel. He says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him, Nothing was made that was made. In him, listen, was life, and the life was the light of men. Listen what he says. The light came into the darkness. The light shines in darkness. And the darkness could not even comprehend the light. Jesus came to his own, and his own received him not. Jesus came into the world that he created, and the world that he created did not even recognize him. But here's what I'm here to tell you. I don't care how dark your situation is. Jesus is the light of the world. And when the light comes on in your life, it changes how you look at life. Hallelujah. He is the light. And the light gives life to every man who believes. Oh, but as many as received him. You got to receive it, church. Amen. You can't ignore it. You can't doubt it. You got to receive him into your heart. And when you receive him, verse 11 of chapter 1 says, he will give you the right to become a son of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of the blood, nor of the will of man, but of God. Learn how to live in the light. Learn how to live. Learn how to live. Somebody, if you don't understand what real living is, amen. The little stuff you're doing down here, that's not living. Amen. Getting high, getting drunk, running around, that's not really living. Amen. Waking up with a hangover, that's not really living. Amen. Regretting what you did the night before, that's not really living. Having to look over your shoulder to see who's coming after you, that's not really living. Living with guilt and shame, that's not really living. Christ says, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. When you know the truth of God, you can be liberated from the darkness. You can be set free from that which entraps you. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I feel like going on home now. You ought to get it by now. Amen. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. It'll break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain in your life. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Hallelujah. That's why we sing this song, walk in the light, the beautiful light. Come where the dewdrops of mercy shine bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world. Come on, it's an invitation. Walk in the light, the beautiful light. Come where the dewdrops of mercy shine bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world. Somebody say, walk with me. Lord, walk with me. While I'm on this pilgrim journey, I want Jesus to walk with me. Walk in the light. Walk in faith. Walk in love. Walk in wisdom. Walk in spirit. Walk in the newness of life. He's able to set you free. On a hill called Calvary, they lifted him high. They stretched him wide. He hung his head and he died. But early on the third day morning, he got up with all power in heaven and earth in his hand. Took the sting from death. Took victory from the day grave. He wants to set you free. Walk in the light. Walk in the light. Walk in the light. Hallelujah. Would you stand on your feet? Hallelujah. 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 That's why we can sing, I'm free. I'm free. I'm free. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm free. Oh. Glory to God. Is there anybody free in the house? Anybody been set free? Anybody been delivered? Walk. Walk in the light. Walk in the light. Hallelujah. It's not about religion. It's about a relationship. Hallelujah. A relationship with God through Jesus Christ. If you want to have life and have it more abundantly, hear what God said in his word. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but they shall have everlasting life through Jesus Christ. You can have life today. You can have freedom today. You can be delivered today if you trust in the Lord. If you're here today, we extend an invitation. We extend an invitation.